Early voting is underway for Texas's March 6 primaries, and the ballot is full of new political hopefuls, including some that used to sport camouflage. TPR's Carson Frame introduces us to two Texas candidates who say more veterans in office is just what America needs.
Gina Ortiz-Jones and Joseph Kopser are both straight-talking former military members, an Air Force intelligence officer and an Army cavalryman, respectively. Both are running for highly competitive seats, Texas Districts 21 and 23. And they're also part of a cohort of around 20 Democrats, all veterans, trying to shift control of the House. Kopser sees it like this.
You know, when there's a terrible situation and there's shooting or sounds of gunfire and people run away, it's the police and the fire and the EMS that run towards the sounds. It's the same thing in the military. And in this particular metaphor, Washington, D.C. is where all of the problems are occurring.
The former West Point instructor and entrepreneur first started thinking about joining the political fray after the 2016 presidential election. Similarly, Gina Ortiz-Jones says the political climate in America today reminds her of things she saw while deployed to Iraq.
You know, that was my first experience serving in a country where, women and minorities are targeted and, you know, what happens to a country when there is no middle class, right? In large part because a government is more interested in enriching themselves than serving the people.
There used to be a lot more Joneses and Kopsers from either side of the political spectrum in public office. In the 1970s, nearly three-quarters of Congress could claim experience in either World War II or Korea. But veteran representation has taken a nosedive since then. Now, only 20% of U.S. senators and 19% of representatives have ever served in the military. Jones says this leaves a dangerous void when it comes to national security decision-making and an understanding of the stakes of war.
I think it leaves a lot of people, you know, wanting for people that have experience with this, have seen war up close, and frankly are going to have the moral courage to ask the types of questions that are going to keep our men and women out of harm's way.
It's really ironic that veterans spend years, if not decades, serving their country, but are considered novices when running to serve for their communities.
Rick Hegdahl is the National Outreach Coordinator with Vote Vets, a left-leaning PAC that's trying to reverse the trend by getting more veterans on more ballots. He says the rise of the professional politician is partly to blame.
The toughest obstacle for veterans running for office is that they've not spent years cultivating a political base or a financial base like people who spend years working towards a run for public office.
Vote Vets is helping veterans get started by offering campaign money and messaging. The groups endorsed Jones and Kopser, along with 34 other candidates or sitting office holders in Congress, Democrats and Republicans. But one thing you'll notice looking at their website and the campaign sites of many of the candidates they support, party affiliation isn't front and center. Jones and Kopser say they embrace that. While they may be running as Democrats, both argue that as lawmakers with military experience, they'd be uniquely equipped to work across the aisle.
I never served in any platoon, never led any company, or ever went on any military mission in which part of the preparation required me to look left and right and ask people their political party. It just didn't happen.
And that spirit, Jones says, will make for a more inclusive country.
The diversity and challenges that we face as a country is going to require that we don't leave anybody behind because we need all hands on deck.
These candidates hope their experience with overseas conflict will help them solve the problems of a divided America. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.